With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Can we just talk?
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We got a special treat. We're joined now by Miss Lala Vick. She is the mother of former Douglas High standout, Team Thad standout, Kansas standout, LeGerald Vick, who, if you haven't seen, is working out for NBA teams. She joins us now. Ms. Vick, how are you doing?
Hey, y'all.
You sound like you're in a good mood. I would be, too. I saw LeGerald worked out for Atlanta yesterday. He's worked out for the Hornets. How is he doing, Mom?
He's doing great. Gerald is fine. Boom, I ain't doing okay.
What can you tell us? Because, you know the deal. There hadn't been many stories out. We know the basics of it, that he left the team in February 7th over at Kansas, came back home, Bill Self addressed it then, said he had a deal with some personal matters. Not much came out about it, Mom. What can you tell us about how it ended at Kansas?
Like Self said, it was some personal stuff. More come out. When I really feel like opening up and talking about it, You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I just feel like, everything happens for a reason. He was going through some stuff and I was going through some stuff. But we got, everything worked out and situated. Okay. And now he's okay. You know what I'm saying? But this, I know it's a lot of people want to know what's really going on and all stuff like that. But when people say personal, mm-hmm. then people got to respect the fact that some things are just personal. You know, everybody don't go around telling all their business and, sharing things within the family network. So sometimes you just got to be patient, and when the story hit, then it just hit. But right now, it's still kind of like at a personal standpoint.
No question. When you think back to Gerald's time there in Kansas, the 4 years he spent, how do you look at it? Is it a positive thing? Is it, how do you view it?
It can be viewed positively or negatively. Positively, I think he's gotten better at kind of dealing with people because he's a major introvert. Mm. He's cool with the family, but he's a introvert. If he can go on a lonely island by himself, he probably would. But so being around those large crowds kind of opened him up more. Cause I know I'm down in him somewhere. Cause I love the crowd. You know, I like to talk, and I'm a hugger, and that's me. That's me. But my son, he's not like me. But I know I'm in there somewhere, and I've seen me come out of him on occasions. So I think being around that helped him in a positive manner. And, he got better on ball handling. Because he's always been a great player. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't expect nothing but what he gave. And plus he gave a little more. You know what I'm saying? Despite of what, the fans in Kansas say, like I posted a video, they must forget. He created history there. Mm-hmm. He ate for eight. I don't care what y'all had, but y'all ain't had LeGerald Vick. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it opened up doors for him, but then, negatively, it kind of caused a shutdown because it kind of caused trust issues. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what we was kind of battling with, but he okay.
Okay.
He's okay, yeah.
That's what we need. That's the main thing in all this, Mom. You realize we wanted to make sure, as a Memphian, as someone that's as folks that have rooted for him. We wanted to make sure he was okay. That's first and foremost. How did the fans treat y'all? You touched on it a little bit. It looked like y'all were beloved out there. I saw where you were sending autographed pictures of LeGerald to kids
yeah,
that
yeah,
asked
I
you
do
for
that. That's what
like,
I do, though.
I loved it.
That's
like,
what I do.
That experience, it looked like the fans loved y'all, Mom.
But I'm going to tell you, though. Let me tell you what I've learned. Like, everything for me, this four years of him attending school has taught me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's all the stuff that I've seen, but I've seen it in the worst way this time, because people will ride your coattail.
I hear you. I know where you're going.
You know, yep. They'll ride your coattail while they're on your hem until your little coat become a small jacket. And then they want to let you go when things going their way and you winning for them. You know what I'm saying? They love you.
Yep.
But as soon as you have a bad game, or you get sick and you can't play in a couple games,
oh,
or something happened personally,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden you suck, you this, you that. You know what I'm saying? But you was just the same person that was motivating me. So people switch up on you. But, you know, I know how to handle that kind of stuff. I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
Did it hurt? Did that hurt? Did that change hurt? Because I figured it went that way. Did it hurt?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think it hurt me as bad as it would have hurt somebody else, because in my head, I always say stuff like this. It was once a time I ain't know you at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So I try not to take what they – that's why I don't respond to a lot of stuff I see on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. I don't respond to that stuff, because really, the person that hugs them, me, you know, the person that sent them letters, me,
right.
The person that sent pictures, me, y'all just know that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't know the one that will get back with y'all and break your face. So I be cool. You know, I choose to be humble. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
right.
It ain't mandatory that you be humble, but it's a choice. So that's how I choose to do things. You understand what I'm saying? Does it make sense?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
All the sense in the world. You're a strong woman.
So what's next for Gerald in terms of workouts? Does he have anything lined up yet?
Yeah, he have a couple. He got one after graduation. I didn't get the team, but I can say he has a great agent. He does. Like, he opens up to him, and it kind of threw me for a loop, because I'm just like, dog, he opened up to this man fast. That means the man reached him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So you just have to know how to deal with certain kids. You can't deal with all kids the same way. You know what I'm saying? That come from me knowing, because I'm in a house full of kids. I can't approach each one of my boys the exact same way I approached Gerald when he was their age, because they different and the times are changed. So you have to learn the kids you're dealing with. You just can't treat them this way because you did it like that. That ain't how you reach people.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I remember when Larry Brown was recruiting your son, who was at one time committed to him over to SMU, and him saying, and I remember heard of texting me, calling me, saying, Larry Brown believes that LeGerald is a pro and can be a pro. Number one, you still tight with Larry? You remember those days? And number two, does it feel like you're right there, like Larry was right, that you're right there at that doorstep of being a pro?
Yeah, Larry Brown, you know, I love me some Larry Brown. I hadn't talked to him in a while, but that's my guy right there. Larry Brown was the first one that really made me feel like I was a great entertainer. Because when he came to my house, he told me, he said, you got so much going on up here, you need some cameras. You know what I'm saying? So he done blew my head up. So now we always turn. But I understood what Larry was saying, you know, when he seen Gerald and he wanted Gerald.
Yeah.
I always felt the same way, especially since basketball wasn't a taught sport for Gerald. You know what I'm saying? It's his talent. That's what God handed him.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so I never felt like, you know, man, Larry just talking. No, if Larry said it, and Larry seen it, and Larry speaking it, and Larry believing it, like a duck, I think Larry know what we talking about. And plus, you know, I'm his mama.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm his mama, so you know I'm gonna root for him. I'm going to motivate him. I'm going to cheer him on. And he just don't have just me. He got other people that strongly believe in him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, he got a couple master feed on his own, you know. So he have to just believe in himself the way everybody else do. And my baby, he would be all right. Boomerang is going to be perfectly fine.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. Miss Vic, you know I've wanted to do this a long time, have you on the show. We certainly appreciate the time. And I know you know, a lot of this has been let's respect the personal matter. But I just really appreciate you coming on, and if you don't mind, we'd love to check in with you sometime in the future, and hopefully you keep us posting on Legero. You know, we're all pulling for him.
I will, most definitely.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Ms. Vick, thank you for this. Well, you got to come back on now. I'm going to hold you to it. He's
yeah,
right.
I'm gonna come, now,
we're
going to
have the cameras.
I'm going to come in the studio and sit down with the headphones on my ear.
Yeah, that's the way we're going to do it.
Oh, my. All right.
Ms. Vick, thank you. This was a pleasure.
All right, you're welcome.
All right.
She is Lala Vick, the mother of LeGerald Vick. I don't understand how he can be an introvert when that is his mom, because she is the opposite of that.
That woman, John, she'd come in here and sit. You would be mesmerized.
A cult of personality, huh?
Man, she's something else.
Yep, she is definitely, you know.
And she's a wonderful, strong lady, as you can see. Like she was talking about, you know, not responding to those Kansas fans that were saying, you know, we've seen fan bases
oh,
turn.
Oh, no doubt.
And not responding to some of that stuff, man, it takes a strong person. And, man, you hope the good that that they've been praying for a long time can happen for them.
Yep, I agree.
He's going to be a pro one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. Don't miss it. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.